Welcome back to another podcast. We are recording this on a beautiful October afternoon. And for you snowbirds, it is time to come back. I'm starting to see some Washington and Oregon license plates in the parking lot, and I suspect it won't be long until we see our Canadian friends again. For those of you who are relatively new, the fitness program under our director, Valeria Batros, has expanded dramatically in the last year and a half. The number of classes and seminars that have gone on is probably three times what it was before she arrived. She's done a great job, and she is here as my guest right now to tell us what's in store for the new season. Valeria, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, first, just a little review. We've got lots of Tai Chi. We have lots of yoga classes. We have wellness classes. How has the reception been?
Fantastic. Yes, numbers have tripled in participation.
That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive and just so exciting to see people coming into the gym, working out on the brand new equipment, taking classes.
Oh, yeah, we've got brand new equipment in the Montecito.
Yes. And so the program has definitely expanded into a broader range of classes, from aqua to chair yoga. So now we have early morning Zumba for a group of people that are early birds. They want to get their sweat on and be happy, so they're loving that. We have a Saturday yoga, young vinyasa yoga Saturdays here at Santa Rosa.
We didn't used to have classes on the weekends.
Yes.
Now we do.
Yes, and so that's, we want to have options. And I want to have everybody to come in and try different classes. And so there's definitely something for everybody. And so we now also offer a reformer Pilates program with brand new reformers as well. And that has been implemented for the past 10 months. So I could see it growing now. So I wanted to mention that we now offer an intro to Pilates reformer class on Thursdays at noon. It's definitely a program where you will start with an intro to Pilates reformer class, and then eventually you will go into an intermediate class and eventually into an intermediate advanced. So we have the schedule at Montecito Fitness. So, just again, all of my staff is equipped to answer all the questions. Just stop by the front desk and say, hey, I want to learn more about the reformer Pilates class. And we'll be happy to explain details. But it's a program where, when you're working on a reformer, you give your body the support, you give your joints the support, but at the same time, you're strengthening your core through breath movement. So it's excellent for sports, for tennis, for golf, and just the overall mobility of the body. So great program.
Now, I've noticed there's a limited number of reformers. Has it been a problem for people to get into those classes?
No, we could take a maximum of 10. So it's been great. And we offer more classes, so we want the program to grow, so there is room.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
And, what can I tell you? It's been an exciting year, busy, but good. We finally have the Weight Watchers community meeting on site. And people that know that are in the meeting, we know it took about 3-4 months to put it together, to finally get the right amount of people to make it happen. So we're meeting every Friday at 9 o'clock in the Capistrano room with our coach, Sue White. She's excellent. So weight in starts at 8:30, and then the meeting starts at 9. And then from time to time, I'm going to come in after the meeting and do a Fit Weight Watchers class just right there on the spot, something fun, something creative. So we have about 33 people, which is phenomenal.
That's a great start.
Yes.
And the season hasn't even begun.
Exactly. So we have signed up for 17 weeks. And if you're not too late, tomorrow will be the second time, so you could definitely come in and we'll prorate the weeks. And we are going to go black a couple of times around the holiday season. And everybody, we're taking vote. And everybody's agreeing to go black during Thanksgiving and, a date here and there. But other than that, we have the room booked for up until March, which is very good.
Great.
Wow, what else? We have a wellness book club. This is our second book club. We started the book club during Beat the Heat. And now we are on the second book, The Body Keeps the Score. And it's had to do a lot with trauma and how it affects the body, the mind, the soul. And now we're into the, okay, what can we do? Mm-hmm. If we know of somebody that has had an experience, how can we cope? How can we help? So we have a small group. Everybody's welcome. All of these events are complimentary, you know, the wellness book club, the lectures, the golf walk, all of that. So I want everybody to feel free and comfortable to come in and participate.
What was the first book that you...
The Healing Self with Deepak Chopra. Phenomenal book. I'll be happy to share my notes, you know, for whoever wants them. And so that's what we do. We sit down. I have an agenda at the front desks as to, okay, we're meeting a certain time. These chapters are the chapters that we're going to cover today. And a lot of times, you know, people maybe read the entire thing, maybe not. And that's okay. We come in with an open mind, an open heart, and we just sit down and share and learn. And I tell you what, every time we meet, we have some great insight.
Yeah.
And I love that.
And where does that meet?
So it's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. in the group exercise room at Montecito Fitness. And it's a nice time of the day, quiet, and we sit down in circle time, and we spend about close to an hour together. And, you know, I do a little bit of a guided meditation and some breathing techniques.
Is it your plan to do one book a month?
Depending on the book. So this book, For Beat the Heat, we did it in a month. And it was intense because we had to read a lot, and we had about 23 people. This time around, this book is a little bit harder to understand. So we're definitely taking about 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with more time and more patience to understand it. And so it will depend. I will study the book prior, and then we'll create an agenda and take vote and, you know. So I welcome everybody to come join me on Wednesdays at 3 p.m.
Great.
And, just explore. We still have our complimentary orientations. So Forrest, he's conducting the orientations at both places, Tuesdays and Fridays here at Santa Rosa, and Thursdays and Saturdays at Montecito. And I myself am doing orientations on Fridays, unless I have a meeting, but for the most part, I'm there.
Is this when you show people how the new machines work?
Yes. So we help people understand their settings and just teach them how to do the cardio setting properly so we're safe. And for the most part, everybody's feeling really comfortable now with the equipment. And, you know, hopefully soon next year we'll have new cardio equipment for Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. So we're still in the process of submitting all paperwork and getting a positive feedback from the board here soon.
Great.
Yes. Great. I like to also invite people to send me some ideas of what you like to read about in the View magazine. So every month I write a little article about various topics, obviously wellness, health, fitness. So give me your feedback, email me, and if you want to hear about a specific topic, I'll be happy to do some research and write a little something about it. We have our independent trainers available to work one-on-one, and we have their contact information at the front desk, and that is a private service, but they are phenomenal. We have 3 people available to work, and it's been, you know, for the ones that have seen the value in that service, they're doing fantastically well.
Yeah, during the summer, you also had some small group classes.
Yes.
Are you going to continue those?
We're going to. Marlena is doing those small group training, group training. We're hoping to launch them again at the beginning of the year, after the holidays. Right now, people are coming back, and then holiday season. So we're hoping to do that again January. So we need a minimum of 4. But yes, Marlena, it's ready to go and available early morning. So we're looking at 6:30 in the morning a couple times a week for 5 weeks. So it's a 5-week commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And
twice a week.
Twice
right?
a week.
2 days a week.
Mm-hmm. And they have great fun because we use the Versus punching bags, and it's just great to do it in a group setting. We have our upcoming events. So from October through April, we have the Health and Wellness Lecture Series. We just had our first one on October 2nd, and it was about functional fitness. Very interesting. And that one was talking about holistic approach, not just treating the problem, but the root of the problem. We have our next one coming up on the 18th of October, and that's about senior health. We have various topics from men's health to why fats are good for you to nutrition and aging. So
are these classes are held lectures. In the same place all the time? Or
most of them are at the ballroom, and then we have a couple at Capistrano or all in the Montecito Clubhouse. Yes, and we're sharing definitely on the website. We have all the information on the email blast. Again, all my staff, we have the flyers in place. And just come and ask us. But we have 10 scheduled between now and April. And again, they're complimentary. I do require an RSVP so that I know how many people are coming in. And we're trying to create a roster so that I could email you guys as a group and just stay more connected. Mm-hmm. We had about 30 people this past lecture, so That was great. We have our golf walk, our yearly golf walk, taking place on Friday, November 2nd at 8 in the morning. And that's the only, it's a special event because we don't really get to walk the golf course. Right. So last year we had about 140.
Yeah, I've done that. I won 150.
Let's do it. And we're going to have prices for the first 100. They walk the entire course. So Forrest and I will be there guiding, and being there available. And we'll walk together. So it should be fun. We're looking forward to that. And I have a brand new event this year, and it's the Expo, the Health and Wellness Expo. And so we have over 30 physicians and medical and health and wellness practitioners coming to us. And we're going to do it on the ballroom on Saturday, November 3rd from 10 to 1. Again, complimentary. Just come in, have fun, light bites, little raffle tickets. We'll have a separate area to do some lectures on the latest of technology for desert imaging. Just all the innovative stuff that now the doctors are doing nowadays.
Great.
It's just exciting. So this is the very first time we're doing this. And so I expect, big participation.
That's great. Well, that is a full program and a full schedule. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us.
You're very welcome.
Shadow Hills, it's up to you. I think that we've got one of the best fitness programs in the country for people 55 and over. Valeria is doing a great job, and all you have to do is show up. So Valeria and I will see you at the next event. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you like this, tell somebody. Bye-bye.